UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
Hello. Our topic today is minimally invasive liver resection, and my guest is Dr. Jared White. He's the director of UAB Interdisciplinary Liver Tumor Board at UAB Medicine. Dr. White, explain a little bit about liver tumors and how they've been treated in the past and what's different now.
Sure. Liver tumors can run the full gamut between benign tumors that we see often in young patients to the malignant tumors that most commonly are what we call secondary tumors, meaning they started elsewhere and metastasized to the liver. More commonly, colon cancer, for example, frequently metastasizes to the liver. But there's also primary liver tumors, particularly hepatocellular carcinoma and cholangiocarcinoma. These are on the malignant spectrum of tumors. And so when we talk about liver resection for curative intent, either for malignant tumors or for symptomatology related to benign tumors or benign tumors that have risk factors for things like bleeding and growing in size. Liver resection in the past has always been approached with an open technique, a large open incision, and those procedures have tended to evolve over the last several decades to where we can now offer minimally invasive approaches to liver resection in addition to the open approaches. I will say that minimally invasive liver surgery, not currently considered an experimental technique, it is being adopted by more and more centers over the years, but it's still considered a very highly complex procedure and one that active studies are still underway to determine how it compares to the open approach and comparing things like cost and hospital length of stay, pain control, and those kind of things. So that's where we stand with resection of tumors, whether it's open or minimally invasive.
Doctor, how are you making the determination for liver resection, and does the success of a liver tumor removal depend on your concerns as to whether cancer outcomes such as margins or local recurrence rates will be the same with laparoscopic procedures as they are for open procedures?
So I personally have, within my practice, adopted minimally invasive liver surgery, and that was an interest of mine several years ago that I began embarking. These are complex, challenging operations owing to the technical difficulties of handling the liver tissue, which is a very vascular organ that's notorious for bleeding and complex anatomy with the vascular and biliary tree that you have to take care of. So most places, particularly large academic centers or high-volume surgery centers that have that see these patients and elect to operate on these liver tumors, whether it's open or laparoscopic, you have to consider the location of the tumors and local technical expertise and those kind of things. But in my practice, every patient I see, I consider whether or not I can offer safely a laparoscopic approach initially. And if I don't feel that's the case, or for doing an appropriate cancer operation, for example, I always elect to perform the standard of care, which would be an open procedure. Some patients can be more easily resected laparoscopically. For example, tumors that are small or perhaps located in a challenging place, like the posterior right lobe, for example, can be challenging open owing to a very large incision that's required to get out a small tumor. Laparoscopically, we can approach that and actually get just as good, if not better, visualization using our laparoscopic instruments and high-energy devices to resect and alleviate the need for a large incision.
Is minimally invasive versus open general important in oncologic surgery where time to recover postoperatively can impact the initiation of adjuvant therapies?
Well, it certainly can, and that's one of the big benefits in my mind of a minimally invasive approach is that the incisions tend to be smaller, operating room time, the amount of anesthesia, and the length of stay postoperatively. If you look at studies nationwide, those are certainly fall in the benefits category of minimally invasive liver resection, and that the tend to have less wound complications and hernias, and even in some cases less blood transfusions, all of which is favorable for cancer outcomes. But since their wounds heal quicker and smaller incisions to heal, they can tend to get onto their adjuvant chemotherapy and or radiation therapy as indicated for their disease. So that would certainly be a plus for these patients.
Is there a steep learning curve, Dr. White? As you said, some of these are technically challenging. And to do it laparoscopically, are you using robots? Is this a robotic surgery? And is there a very big learning curve to do this?
Yeah, it's a great question and really an area of particular research ongoing. Robotic really falls into the same realm. If you consider minimally invasive liver surgery, it's just using smaller incisions and instruments to do what you would do open. So laparoscopic is one form of that, and robotic is another, both similar in regards to smaller incisions, but very different in terms of the instruments and the visualization. In terms of the procedure itself, there's even different ways of approaching laparoscopically. So, for example, purely laparoscopic is where all your incisions are small, and we're using the laparoscopic instruments to perform the resection. Whereas a hybrid approach, some centers have used where they do a portion of the procedure laparoscopic. And then elect to make either a hand-poured incision where they can insert their hand into the field to assist with dissection. That can also help with identifying or feeling tumors, can help with control of bleeding. Some places do a portion, for example, laparoscopically mobilizing the liver and then convert to an open procedure outright. So there's several different techniques and ways of doing it. None of which is proven to be necessarily any better than the other. A lot of that is going to be surgeon preference, skill level, and as far as the learning curve, for sure, much like any procedure over the past several decades that has evolved to a laparoscopic approach, it takes considerable time and case volume in order to get that comfort level, and that's dependent on one surgeon to the next. And I'll give you an example. I've evolved my minimally invasive liver resection practice over the past 5 or so years that I've been in practice. I've done upwards of about 75 major hepatic resections laparoscopically. And when I started, I started those cases that were relatively straightforward, small, single segment or two segment resections, and have evolved to doing laparoscopic right and left lobes, but that's over, anywhere from 20 to 50 cases where I feel comfortable performing that entire operation and offering a major hepatic resection. And that's consistent with a lot of the literature that's out there currently of centers that are pursuing doing having a laparoscopic or robotic, a very similar liver resection practice. They tend to encourage starting small and working the way up. There's not a real magic number as to how much that is, but a lot of that is surgical experience and expertise at the center.
Tell us about patient selection criteria, and are there some clinical contraindications for institutions such as cirrhosis or, other issues?
Yeah, so cirrhosis certainly adds an element of complexity to an already complex case just because of the risk of bleeding, the portal hypertension, and low platelets, thrombocytopenia, and the morbidities that go along with cirrhosis. So, and I will say on average, I do quite a few minimally invasive techniques for cirrhotics, but less so resections and more so things like microwave ablation. Some centers use radio frequency ablation, but it's a way to stick a camera in laparoscopically through a small 5-millimeter incision and still be able to perform ablations to tumors and using basically thermal destruction. We tend to do that. It tends to be safer, less risk of liver failure, and less risk of bleeding and other things that we see even in open procedures for cirrhotics. Not really the main contraindications to a minimally invasive approach would be similar to an open approach, in that patients who have prohibitive comorbidities such as advanced heart disease or emphysema, any patient that would be considered high risk for a general anesthetic is going to be a challenge to get through either open or minimally invasive. A lot of our patients have already had numerous operations in their abdomen, open procedures, for example, and that can make it challenging to do minimally invasive just due to prior scar tissue and difficulty getting into the abdomen safely laparoscopically. Tumor location can be a challenge. Any tumors that are central or possibly invading vasculature or stuck to the crucial areas that have to be preserved in the liver for the resection, that has to be a considerable thing to think about, whether to offer either laparoscopic or an open approach. But those patients with central tumors, I tend to approach those through an open procedure just for appropriate oncological outcome and safety as well.
Dr. White, are there some technical aspects you'd like to highlight, such as interoperative ultrasound, guided imagery? Is there anything you'd like to highlight for other physicians?
Yeah, I think to have skill in ultrasound is a must. I think any hepatobiliary surgeon should be well-skilled, both open and laparoscopic, with ultrasound guidance, and that's something that as a society, our surgery societies have workshops and different meetings throughout the year to help teach ultrasound for the surgeon and how that plays a role in appropriate surgery. It assists with planning the resection planes, and also we could see tumors show up using a intraoperative ultrasound that aren't always seen, even with the best of imaging, such as CTs or MRIs or PET scans. So that's a very helpful modality in the OR. It's crucial for minimally invasive because we can't get our hands in there, and unless the lesion is on the surface, you can't see these tumors inside the liver. So to plan the appropriate transection planes, it's crucial to be able to utilize intraoperative ultrasound. The robotic technique has a particular usefulness in that they have a hepatobiliary tracer that helps light up the bile ducts, which is extremely nice for detecting bile leaks or aberrant biliary anatomy. This is not available laparoscopically, but rather robotically, and I know the Intuitive company pushes that quite hard as a modality that can be useful in hepatobiliary procedures with a minimally invasive approach for liver resections.
Looking forward to the next 10 years in the field, what do you feel will be some of the most important areas of research? Give us a little blueprint.
Yeah, so, when you consider all the evolution of general surgery that is picking up on the minimally invasive techniques, it was the 1990s or so when laparoscopic cholecystectomy began ramping up, and the challenges associated with the learning curve that we spoke of, you start seeing complications associated with surgeons pushing the envelope, if you will, trying to do something that they would originally do open and pursuing doing that in a minimally invasive approach. So a lot of the active and future research is involved in, can we do these operations safely with equivalent outcomes from a cancer standpoint, and at the same time, achieving the benefits of a minimally invasive approach, which maybe anything from cost effectiveness to decreased length of stay, increased return to work or return to work in a quicker fashion, decreasing those morbidities and mortalities. I think some other areas that are of concern would be improvement in laparoscopic devices for liver resection. That's probably been one of the biggest improvements over the years that has allowed us as hepatobiliary surgeons to improve or increase the ability of minimally invasive liver resection is the development of high-energy devices and all the instruments that we use to transect the liver parenchyma and dissect through the liver have really improved dramatically, and I expect that in the future those types of advances will continue, and hopefully we'll see new instruments that will allow us to localize tumors, visualize tumors, and being able to safely transect the liver in order to get the cancers out and ensure that we're doing an appropriate oncological operation. Excited to see what that holds for the future.
Thank you, Dr. White, so much. What a fascinating topic. Thanks for sharing your expertise in this. A community physician can refer a patient to UAB Medicine by calling the MIST line at 1-800-UAB-MIST. That's 1-800-822-6478. You're listening to UAB Medcast. For more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.